Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Train your body. Here's exercise physiologist Melanie Cole, MS.
It's back, the worldwide survey of fitness trends for 2014, one of our favorite shows we do here on Train Your Body. The annual survey is now in its eighth consecutive year, and this year with some very surprising results. My guest is Dr. Walter Thompson. He's a Regents Professor of Exercise Science in the Department of Kinesiology at Georgia State University. Welcome to the show, Dr. Thompson. This year's trends, fitness trends, what's different, what's new, what's exciting?
Yeah, really interesting results this year, Melanie. It had become pretty predictable what was going to be number one on our list. It has been for the last couple of years, educated, certified, and experienced fitness professionals. But what zoomed up the list this year and is now number one on our worldwide fitness trends is high-intensity interval training.
Okay, so, you know, we have done a lot of shows on that, so I think we're probably to blame for that. But in any case, explain, we're going to talk about that in a future segment, but so explain just a little bit about that and then move on down the line and say some of the things that have disappeared from the list.
Well, that was equally as interesting. You know, we did this survey of thousands of fitness professionals worldwide. This year we had, I think, about a 13% response rate. And if, as you know, from questionnaires, and especially one that we blast out like this, a 13% response rate is extraordinarily high. So people are very interested in the fitness trends. This is the eighth year we've been doing this. And as I said, most of these fitness trends have been fairly predictable from year to year. But this high-intensity interval training, for the first time, not only appeared on the list, but appeared as number one on the list. Number two was body weight training, and that became popular just last year. It went up to number two. Educated, certified, and experienced fitness professionals fell to number three. And I don't think we've lost interest in that. It's just that high-intensity interval training and body weight training increased in popularity. Now, equally as interesting, as I mentioned, was the failure of Zumba to stay on the list. Now, a couple of years ago, as you may remember, Melanie, I predicted that Pilates would fall off the list because I really thought that Pilates was a fad and not a trend. And as a result of that, and as a result of your radio show, I got a lot of angry telephone calls from my Pilates instructor friends who said that, no, Pilates is a trend, it's here to stay. And I said, well, we'll see. It fell off the list and it stayed off the list. Last year, I made the same mistake. I announced that I thought Zumba was a fad, and I got all these angry phone calls from my Zumba instructor friends. And I suggested to them that they need to do what the yoga instructors have done, and that is to change it enough that it keeps people's attention, and you retain the people who are interested in Zumba, just like the yoga folks have done. They failed to do that, so Zumba fell off our list this year.
Wow. So, you know, your predictions come to fruition, so you might want to be careful what you say, Dr. Thompson, and you are certainly one of our very favorite interviews and guests here on Train Your Body. So, exercise and weight loss. I always am sort of surprised that's not really top of the list.
Yeah, well, we are too, but I think what's happening, Melanie, is that exercise, if you look at any kind of weight loss program that's on the market, particularly some of these infomercials, they'll really talk about diet, and then they'll say, used in combination with exercise, you can sustain weight loss. I think the particularly the commercial clubs, the commercial health clubs, these for-profit clubs, are now finally getting it, that it's not just diet, and it's not just exercise, but a combination of the two. So the really smart commercial clubs are bringing in dietitians, bringing in nutritionists for the nutrition side, and coupling them very strategically with personal trainers, and now offering these exercise and diet programs for sustained weight loss.
So it's really kind of combining in with so many of these other, because if you look at the list, Dr. Thompson, it really is all about exercise and weight loss, really. So as we move on down and look, you've got personal training, fitness programs for older adults. That's not ever going off the list, because as we baby boomers are getting older, you know, functional fitness, what is that?
Yeah, functional fitness imitates activities of daily living. It's very closely related to fitness programs for older adults, in that health clubs are imitating these activities of daily life, and it could be something as similar as reaching up to an upper shelf in your kitchen or carrying groceries from the grocery store. So it imitates those kinds of activities so folks can do them easier. So it's not just used for the elderly, but also used a lot of times in physical rehabilitation programs.
And number 11 is children and exercise for treatment and prevention of obesity. We certainly know the epidemic going on in this country. So, you know, I also am a little always surprised that that one's not moving its way up. Is it on its way up, or has it pretty much stayed where it is?
Well, it's pretty much stayed where it is, and that's disappointing to those of us who are in the health and fitness industry, because we know that children are becoming more overweight. There are more kids obese today than ever before, but I don't think that the health clubs are reacting as well as they should. So, in other words, in states like mine, and I'm not proud of this, but in the state of Georgia, there is no physical education requirement past the fifth grade. So when a kid gets out of elementary school, goes into middle school, there's no physical education requirement. Now, that doesn't mean that kids don't take PE, but it's the wrong kids that are taking the physical education. It's the kids that want to be in PE, not the kids that have to be. Now, the really smart clubs, community-based organizations like YMCAs and JCCs do this very well. They reach out to the kids. But it's the commercial clubs that don't reach out to these kids. So in the state of Georgia, for example, really smart clubs are sending their personal trainers to the schools in after-school programs and offering personal training or small group personal training.
That's great.
To kids who need it. And the parents will pay for it.
I think that's great. I think that if the parents are willing to do that, And they're willing to get involved in that, to have the trainers coming right to the children, right where they are before they even leave school, is a really great opportunity as the schools are cutting recess and gym in favor of academics. We know that we need to catch up academically. However, kids need to run around. They need to get their beans out. They need to get some exercise to even brain function for it to work. Now, so as we move on down, we've got worksite health promotion, core training. We've done a lot on that, outdoor activities, outcome measurements, wellness coaching, and now here's one I haven't seen before, it might have been on, is sports-specific training.
Yeah, sports-specific training was on the list for a couple of years because it was in the industry, there were a number of clubs that were being developed for specific sports. So you could go to a health club and learn more about baseball or more about strength training for football. So it was some of this sports-specific training. And now, though, today, number 18 on our list of the top 20 is sports-specific training, specific places where people can go to learn how to do better in a particular sport.
That's very cool. And worker incentives and boot camp is on the list. We hear a lot about boot camp. We only have less than a minute left, Dr. Thompson. So kind of wrap up the worldwide fitness trends for 2014 for us this year.
Yeah, the most surprising thing was high-intensity interval training with all of the cautions that go around it. I'm learning more about high-intensity interval training being used in places like cardiac rehabilitation program. It's kind of scary for me to think about that because there are a number of alternatives. But if you practice high-intensity interval training, make sure that you're in good physical condition. And if you're an older person, make sure you visit your doctor and get a good physical examination.
Well, that is the top 20 worldwide fitness trends for 2014. You can find out more information on RadioMD.com or ACSM.org. This is Melanie Cole for Train Your Body, Motivate and Perform with the American College of Sports Medicine. And stay well.